This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. BJP leader Mohan Majhi will be the new Chief Minister of Odisha. He was elected as the leader of the Legislature Party this evening. Party-appointed Central Observer Union Minister Rajnath Singh made the announcement after holding discussion with the BJP legislators. The new Chief Minister and Council of Ministers are scheduled to take oath tomorrow evening in Bhubaneswar. This is the first time the BJP will have its government in Odisha after defeating the incumbent Naveen Patnaik-led Biju Janata Dal in the just-concluded assembly polls. Telugu Desam Party Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu has been elected as the National Democratic Alliance NDA leader in the Andhra Pradesh Legislative Assembly. In a meeting of Telugu Desam Party, Janasena Party and BJP legislators held in Vijayawada, the members of the Legislative Assembly elected the TDP leader unanimously. Janasena Party Chief and Pitapuram MLA K. Pavan Kalyan proposed Mr. Naidu's name as NDA's leader in the State Assembly. Telugu Desam Party Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh tomorrow at Ganavaram in Krishna district. In Sikkim, Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya administered the oath of office to Sanjit Kharel as pro tem Speaker of the State Legislative Assembly today at Raj Bhavan in Gangtok. As pro tem Speaker, Mr. Kharel will preside over the inaugural session of the 11th Sikkim State Legislative Assembly, including the oath taking of newly elected members. Several union ministers and the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led cabinet assumed their respective offices today. Portfolios were allocated to the new Union Council of Ministers yesterday, with several key ministers retaining their ministries. Prominent names among those who assumed charge today include Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju. Home Minister Amit Shah also took charge of the Ministry of Cooperation. Addressing a press conference after assuming office, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju noted that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's call of Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas is vital to the functioning of the ministry. Replying to allegations of persecution of minorities, the minister said the government treats every citizen equally and has always implemented schemes and policies that are inclusive. Several parts of the national capital witnessed massive power cut after a power grid located in Mandola of Uttar Pradesh caught fire today. The Power Grid Corporation of India Limited, PGCIL, supplies 1,500 megawatt of electricity to the city. Delhi Power Minister Atishi said the electricity restoration process has begun and it is now gradually being supplied to different areas of the national capital. In a social media post, Atishi said that she will seek time from the Union Minister of Power, Manohar Lal, and the Chairman of PGCIL to ensure that such a situation is not repeated. The University Grants Commission, UGC, has taken a policy decision to allow higher education institutions to admit students twice a year from the next academic year. Currently, UGC regulations allow admissions in one academic session in a year. UGC Chairman Professor Mamidala Jagdish Kumar said this will benefit many students, such as those who missed admission due to a delay in the announcement of board results, health issues or personal reasons. Malawi's Vice President and nine others have been killed in a plane crash. Malawian President Lazarus Chakwera made the announcement in a live address on state television today. The wreckage of the military plane carrying Vice President Carlos Chilima was located in a mountainous area in the north of the country after a search that lasted more than a day. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert for severe heatwave conditions over parts of east and northwest India, including Uttar Pradesh, Haryana and Delhi, for the next 3 to 4 days. Talking to Akashvani, IMD scientist Dr. R. K. Jainamani said that heatwave to severe heatwave will continue to prevail mainly over Uttar Pradesh and Delhi. In football, the Indian men's team will take on the reigning Asian champions Qatar in a do-or-die match in the second round of the FIFA World Cup 2026 AFC qualifiers in Doha today. The match will start at 9:15 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.